Dylan's voice fills the entire dinner table. You want to know who broke your headset? Me? Who deleted your files? Me? Who took your money? That was me too. Patricia's fork freezes halfway to her mouth as 3 years of lies crumble in real time. But this recorded confession? It's about to destroy way more than just Dylan's reputation. Hi, I'm Ramsey. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. Living with my stepbrother Dylan has been a nightmare for 3 years now. Ever since Dad married Patricia, my life turned upside down. Dylan's 14, 2 years younger than me, but he acts like he runs the house. Last Tuesday, I came home from school to find my gaming headset in pieces on my bedroom floor. Dylan, I called out. He appeared in my doorway with this innocent look. What happened to your headset? You tell me, I said. Must have been Whiskers, Dylan said, shrugging. You know how cats knock stuff over? Our cat Whiskers weighs 8 pounds and sleeps 20 hours a day. No way he destroyed a headset. Dad walked in. What's all the yelling about? Dylan broke my headset, I said. I didn't touch it, Dylan replied quickly. Maybe if Ramsey didn't leave his stuff everywhere, the cat wouldn't mess with it. Patricia appeared behind Dad. Dylan wouldn't lie about something like this. Maybe you should take better care of your things, Ramsey. But Mom, I saw scratches on it, Dylan added. Definitely cat claws. I wanted to scream. Those weren't cat scratches. They were clean breaks where someone had bent the plastic until it snapped. We'll discuss this later, Dad said. Both of you, cool it. The next morning, I sat down to finish my history essay that was due first period. I'd saved it on my laptop the night before. When I opened the document, half of it was gone. Dylan! I yelled. He came downstairs eating cereal. What now? My essay is deleted. Wasn't me, Dylan said. Maybe you forgot to save it properly. Patricia entered the kitchen. What's wrong? Ramsey's blaming Dylan for his computer problems again, Dad said, walking in behind her. I saved my work, I insisted. Someone deleted it. Computers glitch sometimes, Patricia said. Dylan was in his room all night doing homework. Right, sweetie? Yeah, I was studying for my math test, Dylan said. My friend Jake came by that afternoon to work on a project together. We were in my room when Dylan walked in without knocking. What do you want? I asked. Just seeing what you guys are up to, Dylan said, scanning my desk. We're busy, Jake said. Dylan grabbed my water bottle and accidentally knocked it over, spilling water across my textbooks. Oops, Dylan said with a smirk. Sorry about that. He left the room quickly. Jake helped me dry off my books. Dude, your stepbrother is evil, Jake said. Tell me something I don't know, I replied. That evening at dinner, Patricia brought up college applications. Dylan's only a freshman, but it's never too early to think about his future, she said. He's so bright. What about Ramsey's applications? Dad asked. Oh yes, those too, Patricia said dismissively. Though Dylan shows such natural leadership qualities. Dylan smiled sweetly. I just try my best. I caught Jake's eye across the table. He looked like he wanted to throw his mashed potatoes at Dylan's face. After dinner, I went to my room and found my desk drawer open. My emergency cash, $40 I'd been saving, was gone. This was getting out of hand. I needed proof of what Dylan was doing, but I didn't know how to get it. The next week, Dylan deleted my entire saved game collection. 3 years of progress in my favorite racing game, gone. Computer must have crashed, Dylan said when I confronted him. Technology's so unreliable. Patricia overheard. Dylan's right. You spend too much time on those games anyway, Ramsey. Maybe this is a blessing. I had tournament rankings, I said. Games aren't real achievements, Patricia replied, unlike Dylan's honor roll. Dad came home that evening to find me upset about the games. Maybe Patricia has a point, Dad said. You have been gaming a lot lately. That's not the issue, I said. Dylan deleted everything on purpose. You can't prove that, Dad said, and accusations without proof just create family drama. I felt completely alone. Even Dad was starting to believe their version of events. 2 days later, Dylan struck again. I came downstairs for breakfast to find Patricia waiting with my allowance envelope. Since you accused Dylan of taking your money, you need to apologize, Patricia said. What? I asked. Dylan told me you blamed him for your missing cash, she said. That hurt his feelings. Because he did take it, I said. Dylan would never steal, Patricia said firmly. You probably spent it and forgot. Until you apologize to your brother, your allowance goes to him. She handed my $20 to Dylan, who tried to look sad but couldn't hide his smirk. This isn't fair, I said. Life isn't fair when you make false accusations, Patricia replied. Dad walked into the kitchen. What's going on? Ramsey owes Dylan an apology, Patricia said. He's been making up stories. Dad looked at me with disappointment. Ramsey, just say sorry so we can move on. I felt trapped. Sorry, I mumbled. For what specifically? Dylan asked, enjoying every second. For accusing you, I said through gritted teeth. Good, Patricia said. Maybe now we can have some peace. That afternoon, Jake came over and found me furious. They made you apologize to him? Jake asked. And gave him my allowance money, I said. This is insane, Jake replied. Your dad seriously believes Dylan? Before I could answer, Dylan appeared in my doorway. Hey, Jake, Dylan said sweetly. How's it going? Fine, Jake said coldly. Ramsey seems upset about something, Dylan said with fake concern. Hope he's not making up more stories. Get out of my room, I said. Just checking on my big brother, Dylan said. We're family after all. He left, and I could hear him talking to Patricia downstairs. Mom, I think Ramsey's still mad about earlier. I tried to be nice, but he yelled at me. What a surprise, Patricia's voice carried upstairs. He just can't accept responsibility. Jake looked at me with wide eyes. Dude, he's unbelievable. I'm starting to think my dad likes this new family better, I said. Don't say that, Jake replied. We just need to figure out how to expose Dylan. How? I asked. Every time I try, they twist it around. Jake thought for a moment. What if we could record him doing something, like actual proof they can't deny? With what? I asked. My phone's always dead and they'd hear me recording. My older brother has this tiny camera he uses for his security job, Jake said. It's like the size of a button. Maybe we could set it up somewhere Dylan hangs out. You think it would work? I asked. Worth a try, Jake said. Better than just letting him get away with everything. That weekend, Dad suggested a family outing. Let's go to the park tomorrow, Dad said at dinner. Get some fresh air, spend time together. Great idea, Patricia said. Dylan loves the playground there. I'm not really a playground person, I said. Come on, Ramsey, Dad said. Family time is important. Dylan's eyes lit up. Yeah, it'll be fun. We can all hang out together. Something about his enthusiasm made me nervous, but Jake's idea about the camera gave me hope. Maybe I could finally catch Dylan in the act. Jake brought over the tiny camera that morning before we left for the park. It was no bigger than a coin and could record for hours. Just clip it somewhere Dylan won't notice, Jake said. The audio's really good, too. I attached it to the inside of my jacket pocket, making sure the lens pointed outward. If Dylan tried anything, I'd have proof. The park was busy with families. Dad and Patricia sat on a bench while Dylan ran toward the playground. Come on, Ramsey, Dylan called. Let's go on the big slide. I didn't want to, but Dad was watching. Go have fun with your brother, he said. The slide was about 12 feet high. Dylan climbed up first and I followed. At the top, we were alone, the perfect setup for Dylan to try something. You should go first, Dylan said. I'm good, I said. You can go. Don't be a baby, Dylan said, his voice changing. You know what? I'm sick of you always acting like you're better than me. What are you talking about? I asked. You think Dad likes you more because you're his real son, Dylan said, stepping closer. But guess what? He believes everything I tell him now. Dylan, calm down, I said. No, I'm done pretending to like you, Dylan said, his mask completely off. You want to know who broke your headset? Me. Who deleted your files? Me. Who took your money? That was me too. I couldn't believe he was actually confessing. The camera was getting everything. Why? I asked. Because I can, Dylan said with a nasty smile. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nobody believes you anyway. That's when he shoved me. Hard. I tumbled down the slide completely out of control, hit the bottom, and rolled into the sand. My wrist twisted painfully. Oh no! Dylan yelled from the top, immediately switching back to his innocent voice. Ramsey fell! Dad and Patricia came running as I sat holding my wrist. What happened? Dad asked. I don't know, Dylan said, sliding down normally. Ramsey just lost his balance. I didn't fall, I said. He pushed me. What? Patricia said. Dylan wouldn't do that. I was right next to him, Dylan said with those perfect, innocent eyes. He just slipped. I tried to warn him to be careful. Liar, I said, but this time I was smiling inside. You shoved me. Ramsey, calm down, Dad said. You're shaken up. He's making it up because he's embarrassed, Dylan said quietly. I would never hurt my brother. At urgent care, the doctor said it was sprained. While waiting for x-rays, Patricia whispered to Dad about my behavior problems and constant accusations. But I wasn't worried anymore. I had everything on camera. Dylan's confession, his threats, and the actual push. The audio would be crystal clear. At home, Dad grounded me for the accusations. I went to my room and immediately checked the camera footage on Jake's laptop. It was perfect. Dylan's voice was clear as day, confessing to everything, then the sound of him pushing me. You could even hear his fake concern afterward. I had him, finally.